This is the Best of the Adam Gold Show podcast, brought to you by Coach Pete at Capital Financial Advisory Group. Visit us at capitalfinancialusa.com.
North Carolina NC State game looking ahead to the Duke clash at the end of the week. And we'll also talk about Duke, Virginia. Also, what was Wake doing? Well, the real problem for Wake was the loss at Notre Dame in the middle of the week. Losing at Virginia Tech is not a crime. But we'll talk about the Demon Deacons as well. Connor O'Neill at the bottom of the hour. Right now, it's Adam Smith from Inside Carolina on Twitter at Adam Undercore. Was it underscore Smith? Underscore IC?
Yes, I don't know. he's got two underscores
as well. You're just trying to compete.
Yeah.
You're just trying to compete with Victoria, and I appreciate that. Adam Smith joins us. Was that a hockey game in the second half, or was it a basketball game in the second half? I love playoff hockey. That was very playoff hockey-ish. It got chippy. I enjoyed it.
Got a little feisty, didn't it?
Yeah. Love it. Absolutely love it. And I know, just looking at your timeline, wasn't necessarily your story, but the way Harrison Ingram elevated his game as the game got more intense. It's what happened in the first Duke game, right? At the Smith Center when Harrison played so well. Season-high 22 points for the Tar Heels. And, I mean, he should be licking his chops going to Cameron Indoor.
Well, actually, I will take credit for that story, AG.
Oh, yeah.
I have to edit all those and write the headlines. So put it. That's why we make the big bucks over here. No, I'm just messing.
No, it's good.
Interesting. I didn't necessarily have Harrison Ingram going to Cameron on my mind with senior night coming for UNC tomorrow night. But yeah, you know what's a neat little angle about that is Harrison Ingram's sister plays volleyball at Duke.
Yep.
And it's something that's been enjoyable to talk to him about throughout the season. He said that, you know, in the fall, he kind of snuck over there one day to watch her play. I don't know who they were playing. I really should have asked that because he was telling me the story and I sort of got engrossed in it. And he said he went into Cameron for the volleyball game and they started booing him. And I was like, dang, these kids are really paying attention to the friends and family section. You know what I mean? Like, and so that's what I said to him. And he goes, well, I realized I had a UNC hoodie on.
Ah.
So I was like, well, that's probably going to get you booed at Duke, don't you think?
There's no question about it. Adam Smith from Inside Carolina is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. You and I have talked about this before. It to me, and this is what I've enjoyed the most out of this team, it has been kind of an atypical, and maybe this is in a backhanded compliment, but it's been sort of an atypical North Carolina team for me because it has been, I think, their best basketball. The offense will come. That's what R.J. Davis is there for, and to an extent Armando Bacup. But I love the way they can get kind of chippy and nasty defensively, because I think that's their best quality. And when they do what they did to State in the second half, I don't think there's anybody that's necessarily better than they are. Adam Gold in studio with my man, Coach Pete DeRuta, Capital Financial Advisory Group. Let's talk about financial termites. I hate termites.
Risk, fees, commissions are all financial termites. If your money can go away without you really realizing what's happened, that's a financial termite. Eating away your money can't happen. We can exterminate those, Adam. We help people identify and exterminate financial termites every single day.
So you would be the financial red ants.
That's right.
That get rid of the termites.
Sure.
People don't know that. Red ants get rid of termites. Text Adam to 600-700 for Coach Pete DeRuta.
Yeah, UNC has a bit of a, I hope we can say it on the radio, pissed off gear.
That's
a little
fine.
Bit.
Didn't bother me.
Well, yeah, I mean, okay.
I'll find out. I'll let you know. I'll let you know if that's a problem.
If I have your blessing, we're all good, obviously.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's, and I mean, I think it starts, as you and I have talked before, with Cormac Ryan and Harrison Ingram. I mean, Cormac Ryan can have a game where he's hitting six threes like he did at UVA a couple Saturdays ago, which were essential in that rock fight. Or he's had some games where he's gone 1-for-9 from three, 0-for-6 from three. But the attitude and the edge and the intensity, I mean, like we've talked about, he and Harrison Ingram are the vocal leaders of that team. Now, the UNC looks to Armando Bacot and RJ Davis for good reason, for many different things. But in terms of like the attitude and the intangibles and in some ways the personality, it's sort of Harrison Ingram and Cormac Ryan, especially when things are getting a little confrontational like they were against NC State the other day. You saw Cormac and DJ Horn going chest to chest with each other, like all the way up the court.
Yeah.
At one moment, and I'm telling you, like we've talked about it before, if there is a dust up, if something happens where somebody is jawing with someone else on the Tar Heels, you better believe, I don't know if there's a prop bet you can make, Harrison Ingram is going to arrive on the scene very quickly and sort of be like, no, we're not having that. I mean, we've saw him do it against Kentucky and Atlanta, Villanova in the Bahamas. I mean, wherever they are, he doesn't mind that one bit. I said it to Hubert Davis after the game Saturday. I said, this was kind of a Harrison Ingram game, wasn't it? And he gave us a nice answer on that because it was. He likes it when it gets a little fiery.
Yeah, and I think Cormac Ryan's usually at the center of all of it. And I remember the play that you're talking about with he and DJ Horn coming up the court. And I was otherwise not really able to, like, spend a lot of time on Twitter during the game. But this is – it brought me, like, wait a second. Hold on here. I just want every – like, I – Cormac Ryan to me is like a third-line winger that you want on your team in the NHL playoffs. He is such an agitator because whether it gets him going, he's a good basketball player. I love Cormac Ryan's game. But it was that stuff, which, like, he drew the whole – he started drawing that foul as soon as the ball came inbounds. Like, honestly, if I were – I forget who the referees were – I would have either called it on both or let it go entirely because it didn't do anything. I guess you had to call something there. But there wasn't. I mean, it was both. It was Cormac Ryan kind of engaging for the purpose of drawing the foul. It was beautiful. And I love that agitation that he brings. And I think that stuff, in many ways, he reminds me of Justice Winslow for Duke back in the day. Justice Winslow played the same way. It was his goal to get under your skin. And that's the way I think Cormac Ryan plays. It fuels him. I love him as a player. I hope Carolina fans understand and appreciate the comparison because I think Winslow is a hell of a player.
Yeah, he was doing that at age 18 and Cormac is at age 25. But yes.
I don't care how old. He's got a UNC uniform on, doesn't he? I don't care. I mean,
That's right. I was thinking about the two mentally in my head, the two headshots of these guys. Yeah.
I just love the way he plays. So it's a lot of fun. Elliot Cadeau and how he has grown over the course of the season. Because there was some chippiness that he was involved in as well, which also I appreciated. And I think he handled it really well. But I also think that he has played some very big games. I mean, you could argue that he was one of Carolina's two or three best players in the entire game for his distribution, his ability to take it to the rack. Again, here's a guy who's grown all – he's not 25, we can celebrate him. But I thought he played a great game.
Hey, I love the old guys, okay? I don't mean it to – I don't mean to say that I don't. All due respect to everyone. But, yeah, you know, I was actually – look, as you were mentioning Elliot Cadeau, I was – thumbing for what they officially UNC officially lists him at. They officially list Elliot Cadeau at 6'1", 180. Okay. He is small. But this guy, have you ever seen someone at this size? He finishes so well around the cup. You know, like no one can stay in front of him really. You know, that's why you see the teams like Duke and Clemson did where they just back all the way off and sort of say, look, if you want to take the three, go ahead. They invite him to take the three. But
calling all North Carolina sports fans. Soon enough, DraftKings Sportsbook will be live in your state. Starting March 11th, you'll be able to bet on all your favorite sports from the comfort of your own home with DraftKings. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and sign up with code 999 to get up to $300 in bonus bets when you place a $5 bet once mobile sports betting goes live. only on DraftKings Sportsbook, coming soon to North Carolina on March 11th with code 999. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 877-185-543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. 21 plus, North Carolina only, new customers only, subject to regulatory licensing requirements. Maximum $300 in bonus bets not available for use until March 11th, 2024. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Deposit, wagering, and eligibility restrictions apply. Terms at DraftKings.com/sportsbook/NC.
If it is a man-to-man situation like it was Saturday and like it's been a lot of times this year, there, a defender cannot stay in front of Elliott Cadeau. And what I was mentioning earlier is it's just sort of remarkable at his size how he is able to take some of the contact that he takes and still finish the way that he does. He had one the other day against the Wolfpack where he was sort of horizontal. I can't remember who it was. Someone had pulled – I think Marcel maybe had sort of just grabbed him or Diarrhea, like, had sort of just grabbed him out of frustration because he had blown by them, gotten into the paint. And he's like, you know, I don't know if it's a Top Gun, we were inverted type reference, but he was horizontal, you know, and he's flipping it up and flipping it in. He has these left-handed finishes that I don't know. He had one at Miami the other day. There's a high degree of difficulty on some of these finishes, but completely agree with you. And I would think that we are into March here, as I'm sure you've noted many times on this show. You know, this is going to be one of those guys that is sort of like the barometer of how far the Tar Heels go. Because when he's playing like he's capable of playing, they're a tough team to beat. And they play at a pace that not many people match. I mean, you saw some of the passes in transition. He really can push it. And he's a difference maker, good or bad.
Right.
You know, he's sort of a difference maker on this team.
It'll be interesting to see what happens with him at Cameron. But I think for the most part, he has answered, every single question in difficult situations. Adam Smith, Inside Carolina, at Adam_Smith_IC. Sir, can't wait to talk to you later in March. It'll be soon.
Well, it's here, isn't it?
It is. I mean, it is officially. It's officially March. I think we slipped into that on Friday. We tried to extend February as long as we could, and then we ran out. We ran out of days. My man, I'll talk to you very soon. Thanks.
Always great.
You got it.
You guys have a good one.
You too. Adam Smith, Inside Carolina, here on the Adam Gold Show.
Calling all North Carolina sports fans. Soon enough, DraftKings Sportsbook will be live in your state. Starting March 11th, you'll be able to bet on all your favorite sports from the comfort of your own home with DraftKings. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and sign up with code 999 to get up to $300 in bonus bets when you place a $5 bet once mobile sports betting goes live. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook, coming soon to North Carolina on March 11th with code 999. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 877-185-543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. 21 plus, North Carolina only, new customers only, subject to regulatory licensing requirements. Maximum $300 in bonus bets not available for use until March 11th, 2024. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Deposit, wagering, and eligibility restrictions apply. Terms at DraftKings.com/sportsbook/NC.